We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpot, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchim, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud. Rav Nosson Zal was talking about the concept of Shliach and how generally the Torah gives us the impression that a Shliach comes close to the one who sends him. He comes pretty close. The Gemara does say Shluchai Shalom Kemoisai, that the messenger is like the sender. But the Gemara does say, however, it's better if the sender does it himself. That even though Shluchai Shalom Kemoisai, it's better if a person can, he should do it himself. So the question was, then why, when it comes to tefillah, organized prayer is with a minyan and with a shliach tzibur? If we say that that's like second best, why do we have a shliach tzibur? So Rav Nosson Zal previously explained in paragraph Tes. He explained this, and now he's going to continue discussing the significance of a shliach tzibur leading the tefillah. Aval ein hashliach tzibur oimed lehispalel kiim ba'asora. We do not appoint a prayer leader, a chazan, to lead the prayer, unless we have a minyan, unless we have 10 people. Ki kisheyesh asoro mi Yisrael, hem klulin mikol nishmois Yisrael. Because when you have 10 Jews together, they represent all the different souls of the Jewish people, all the different categories of the souls of the Jewish people. Ki akol be'asoro shchinta sharia. Because the Torah tells us that whenever 10 Jews get together, the Shekhinah is there, the Holy Spirit of Hashem, which represents the entire Jewish people. We know that in the Zohar HaKadosh, one of the nicknames, when it talks about the Shekhinah, it refers to it as Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish assemblage. So the entire Jewish nation is referred to as Shekhinah and represented by the number 10. The Tikkun Ezra says, I'll show you. If you take the numbers from 1 to 10, 1 plus 1 times 1, 1 to its own power, 2 times 2, 2 to its own power, 3 times 3, and you go like that till 10, and you add it up, it adds up exactly to 385, which is Shekhinah, the word Shekhinah. Showing us that when 10 Jews get together, remember, when the second Jew joins the first Jew, it's not 1 plus 1 anymore. It's 1 plus 2. The second one is a 2. He's not a 1. He's a much higher level. Each time you bring another Jew into the room, you're multiplying, you're increasing the level of light manyfold. It's not one candle plus another candle, so it adds up to 10 candles. Not true at all. Rabbeinu Zal shows us in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 8, the last shir Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, where he quotes from the Sefer Yetzirah, showing how when you build a minyan, when you build a group of people, it's not that one each additional person simply adds one, it becomes factorial. It works factorial-wise, and it grows in this manner. The Shekhinah is the roots and the foundation of all the Jewish souls. As it says, Ho'amusim mini beten, that all the Jewish souls came out of the womb of the Shekhinah. So we all started there. Ki asoro heim bechinas klolius hakedusha, because 10 represents the full spectrum of holiness. Ki minyan asoro heim keneged eser madregos sheyesh b'Yisrael, because a minyan of 10 people represents the 10 levels that exist in the Jewish nation, which are discussed in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar, where it's sheim, which are Malachim, kings, tzaddikim, chayzim, and so on and so forth. The Tikkun Ezra lists 10 categories in Klal Yisrael. Kama shekosuv b'hagdomas ha-Tikkun Ezra b'tchilosoi. Umi Tamon Iskiriu Yisroel. The Zohar Kodesh says that based on the 10 Sfirois, the 10 Midos of Hashem, that's why the Jewish people are called Melochim, Tzadikim, Choizim, Nevi'im, etc. V'choyshev Shom Eser Bechinois. The Zohar Kodesh lists 10 levels, 10 categories. V'zeh Bechinas, and this is also found in the Chumash. We find in one of the last parshas, when Moshe Rabbeinu addresses the Jewish nation, in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, he begins with the words, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. You are all standing here before Hashem. Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, V'chol Yisrael. Tapeichem, V'ziknei, and he lists 10 different groupings over there exactly. V'choyshev Shom Eser Bechinois, and he lists 10 categories, Sheheim Klal Nishmois Yisrael Migodol Vatkoton, which represent the full spectrum of all the souls of the Jewish people, from top to bottom. Shetzrichin Lehiskasheri Mohem, that we need to attach ourselves to them, to all of them. Shezeo Bechinas Shleimus HaTfila, that's the true perfection of tefillah, when a person attaches himself to the entire Jewish nation. Bechinas, as Moshe Rabbeinu says there, Atem Nitzavim, you are standing. And we know that standing, the Gemara says, Ein Amida Elo Tefillah. The word Amida refers to tefillah, as it says in the Chumash, that Avram Avinu arrived El Hamokoim Asher Omad Sham, to the place that he had stood previously. And the Gemara says it means the place where he prayed previously. That's why by the Sfardim they call Shmon Esrei the Amida. Amida means tefillah. Kishom Ikarahu Amida, because that's the real upstandingness, that's the real standing up of the Jewish people, when we're standing up and praying. Ikar hamokoim, and that's the real essence of mokoim, of place. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, hakoiveya mokoim letfilosoi, a person who establishes a mokoim kavua, a fixed place where he prays. We learned this earlier. The Hashem of Avram Avinu will help him. Because through tefillah we attach ourselves to Hashem, who is called the place of the world. Sheshom Ikar Hu Amido Vakvius Mokoim Kanal. That's the real concept of standing up solid, and establishing, having an established place, permanence. V'alkein, and therefore, Kisheyesh Asora, when you have 10 Jews gathered together, Sheheim B'chinas Klal Nishmois Yisroel, which represents the full spectrum of the Jewish people, Oz Hashliach Tzibur Yored Lefnei Ateva. Then we send a chazan, a Shliach Tzibur, to go lead the prayer. Ki Oz Yesh Koyach LaShliach Tzibur LeHiskasher LeSharoshe Nishmas Klal Yisrael. Because then this prayer leader has the ability to attach himself to the source of all Jewish souls, to the roots of all Jewish souls, Sheim Bechinas Kisi Akovoid, which is the throne of Hashem, Shaydeze Male Kol Hamekoimois LeMekoimois Sheloilam, which allows the prayer leader to attach all the different places to the ultimate place, to Hashem, Sheshom Hamtokas Kol Hadinim, whereby it's by in the throne of Hashem that all judgments, all dinim, are sweetened. Kanal, as we discussed a few pages ago, if you recall. V'nimshochim rachmim gedoilim, and then we're able to draw the highest levels of kindness of Hashem. Rachmim rabim, the multitude of kindness. Sheze ikar bechinas tefillah, and that's really what tefillah is all about. Lahamtik dinim ulahamshich rachmim, to sweeten the judgments, to nullify the judgments, and to draw Hashem's kindness. V'zeh b'chinas eizehu mekoimon shel zvochim she'oimrim koidem hatfilah. And this will also explain a very important part of the prayer, which we say before getting into the heavy prayer, Psukei Dezimra and Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei, we conclude Karbonos with this chapter there that begins, where is the place of each sacrifice? Well, this sacrifice is Kodesh Kodashim. This sacrifice is Kodshim Kalim. This one is over here. This one is over there. Kedei lekasher ulahalo isal yidei zeh. Kol hamekoymoy sheboilam lechlolam bimkoyim habei samikdosh sheshom mekoymon shol kol hakorbanos. By listing the places of each one of these animals, we're taking all the places in this world, the physical world, taking all the different places, all different locations, and connecting them to the place, which is the Beis Hamikdosh, which is Hashem, which is the Shechina, as Korbonos, v'derech shom oilem lebeis kodshei kodesh kodoshim. And it's via this that they all go up to the Holy of Holies, v'shom oilen v'nechlolen bebechinas mekoymoy shel oilem. And there you have the Evan Shasir, that special rock, which is what the whole world was founded from. And from there, they get plugged into the place of the world. You know, Kaviyochel Hashem himself. Shaydeze ikar hamtokas hadinim. This is really what helps to bring about a complete nullification of all judgments. Ikar kaboras avoinos, a complete forgiveness for all sins. Shehoyo al yedei korbanos, which was brought about through these sacrifices. Sheze ikar bechinas hatfila. This is what our tefillah is really all about. Shehu bimkoim korban. The Gemara tells us that our tefillahs replace these sacrifices. The korban tomid in the morning, the tomid in the afternoon. Alkein maskirin daiko kol hamekoimois shel hakorbanos. That's why an important piece of our prayer is where we mention the places of each one of these korbanos. Ki ikar, a person would say, it would be enough to just say the name of the korban, korban chatos, korban oshim. Why do we have to mention our prayer, the place where this, what does that have to do with the praying? The answer is because one of the main goals of praying is to take all the different places in this world. A place is a tzimtzum, a place is a constriction. Here, not there, bound by boundaries. And taking all of these places and plugging them into the Beis Hamikdosh, the Holy of Holies, the Evan Shasia, to Hashem. Plugging them into Lemalam and Amokim. And that's what causes sweetening of din. When you take Tzimtzumim and you plug them into infinite, you nullify all the Tzimtzumim by plugging them into this infinite. So we elevate it all, the Bechinas Mekoymoy Shaloylam, to the Mokoym of the world, which is Hashem. V'alkein, Maskirin Batchilo, Por V'sor Shel Yom HaKippurim. And now you'll understand why we start off. How do we start off that paragraph of Ezeo Mekoymon? The first carbon that we speak about is the ox and the goat of Yom Kippur. Shehoyodomon Ton Hazoya Ben Abadim, where their blood had to be sprinkled specifically between the poles of the Holy Ark. Shehu bimkoim evin shesia. That's where that rock was, from which the world was initially created from. Sheshom ikar ha-hiskashrus la-bechinas mekoimoy shaloylam. That's the real place by which everything in this world can become attached and connected to the mekoimoy shaloylam. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'alkein, and therefore, Barosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, Oz HaShliach Tzibor Moitzi BeYoyser Es Horabim Yedei Chavosom. This is why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, you'll see that where the Shliach Tzibor plays the most important role is on the high holidays. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's where the Shliach Tzibur is very critical, very important. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as is found in the words of our rabbis in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, sheyesh kamo deyos, that there are many opinions in Halacha that say sheoz hashliach tzibur moitzi afilu es haboki, We know that throughout the year, there are some people who know how to pray, and they understand the prayers, and there's some people who don't. There are people who do not understand the words that they're saying, number one, and there are people who don't even know how to read the words. They don't know how to read Hebrew. They come to shul and they look at the words, but they can't pray. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that that's one of the reasons why we have a Shliach Tzibur who repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, repeats the prayers, in order to cover those people who can't pray. That's throughout the year. But the people who can pray, there are opinions that say they don't really need the Chazan, they don't really need Shliach Tzibur. They're saying they're bringing up their own prayers. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even those opinions say that even those who know the prayers, it's the Shliach Tzibur that really lifts the prayers up. Ki oz ikar his kaiskashrus lebchinas kisi akovoi, b'chinas mekoymoi shloilam. Because as Rabbi Nazal shows us in Likut Imran, it's on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that are the great main opportunities when we connect with the throne of Hashem, which is the mekoymoi shloilam. And that's why on those days, the Shliach Tzibur is more effective and more critical and more important in lifting up the whole Tzibur and connecting them to the Kisei HaKovod. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'alkein tzorech HaShliach Tzibur sheyeh hogun beyoyser. And this is why it's so important that the one leading the prayer, the chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, should be very religious, a very religious, good, high-quality person. Bifrat b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, especially on the high holidays. And this is why it's an unfortunate and sad thing that there are thousands and thousands of Jews who daven in shuls that are not that religious, where the shuls are not that charedi, from tzaddikim, more less religious types of shuls of all different flavors. And usually in those synagogues, when they choose a prayer leader, a Shliach Tzibur, a chazan, they don't choose him based on his merits, on his religiosity, his respect for Hashem, his respect for tzaddikim, his observance of halacha and midat hachasidus. They pick somebody who's got a pretty voice. And they'll pay him $10,000, $30,000, $50,000. And again, they'll charge the members for seats, $1,000, $5,000, to come and enjoy the prayers of the high holidays, which are being led by this prayer leader, who himself needs major improvement. Major tikkun. Ki ha-shliach tzibur tzorech lihiyos muvchor shebeida. Because the one who's leading the prayers is supposed to be the chosen one, the best of the whole community. Sheyucha lekasher es atzmoi lesharoshe nishmas Yisrael al yidei atfila, that he should have the ability to bind himself, to attach himself to the roots of all the Jewish souls, al yidei atfila, through prayer, ad shei, what's the meaning, to the throne of Hashem, ad shei eloi koyach leireid letoich oimek mekoimoi shel kol echod v'echod me'atzibur ha'mespalimoi, to the point where this prayer leader has to have the ability to go down, to reach all the way down into the place of each and every person in that synagogue, in that assemblage. Because we said you can't judge a person, you can't, unless you can put yourself in his place. So the prayer leader has to be able to put himself in every single person's place. Lahamtik kol hadinim me'aleim al yidei zeh, and thereby be able to alleviate and eliminate all the judgments from each and every single member of that congregation. V'zeh b'china shenikro hashliach tzibur yoyreid lifnei hateva. And this is why, interestingly, in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, when they refer to a chazan, a prayer leader, they refer to him as one who goes down before the ark. Goes down. Bibchinas, based on a pasuk that says, a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Mima'amakim kerosicho Hashem. Hashem, I call out to you from the depths, from the lowest places. Ki bebechinas mokoim shom yesh kamo amokum. Because when we're talking about place, your place and his place and my place, Rav Nosson Zal says there's all kinds of depth. One person's -8, and another person could be -24, and another person could be -24,000. A person climbing, wanting to come close to Hashem, there's infinite levels, and a person who wants to move away from Hashem, there's infinite levels down. Ad sheyesh sheyordu bavoyneseyem v'tavoyseyem lo'imek gashmius hamokon b'yoser, to the point where there are people who, as a result of their sins and following their heart's desires, they have gone down to the lowest depths of gashmius of mokon. They're -60, minus v'ho'iker. However, what's the main thing? That each and every single Jew should cry out to Hashem, no matter how far down he is, from the depth of his place. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Mima'amakim kerosicho Hashem. Hashem, I call out to you from the depths. Ad yashkif v'yera Hashem mishamayim. Until Hashem will be willing to look at me, to look down upon me, and lift me up. V'yifen eilav berachmav mimekoymoy. And Hashem will turn to us with his kindness from his place, from way, way up there. Sheshom mekoymoy shel kol echod v'yechod. Whereby in Hashem's place, all of us are rooted in there. There are wires, no matter how far down we go, there's a wire leading all the way up those billions of levels, plugging us into Hashem, plugging us into the main fuse box. And through this, Hashem will take pity on the person and judge the person favorably, as we discussed earlier. And this is really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. This is what the whole process of Rosh Hashanah is really all about. She'oz tzrichin lozeh b'yoyser. That's when we need this the most. Shehu b'b'chinas mimamakim krosicha, calling out Hashem from wherever we are, however far down we are. Shehem b'chinas asoro amokim. As we find, the Torah discusses 10 depths, 10 different levels of depth. U'keneged zeh, and corresponding to the 10 levels down that a person can go, corresponding to that, we pray with a minyan. We get 10 Jews get together in a room. It's only then that you're able to say kadosh, 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 kedusha, and kaddish, and the real holy things. Ki oz yecholin leirei latoich kol mine amokoim. Because when you have 10, then you have the ability to go down to all different kinds of depths, meaning to go down to all the depths of gashmius, of materialism, and that people have fallen down into, each person according to on their level, and to lift them up and plug them into the place of the Makom HaShalom, Hashem. Sheshom don, to lift them up to the highest level, to the crown, to the Kis Yaakovoid, Sheshom donin hakoil barachmin, whereby up there, they judge everybody with kindness, with sweetness. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, one of the customs is, we take an apple, standard color of an apple is red. We take a red apple and we dip it into honey. The red represents din, judgment. We're sweetening the din, we're dipping it into honey, the sweetest thing possible, to show that this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Hamtoka sadinim. V'zehu bechinas hakedusha. Rabbi Nosanzal says, now let's analyze this thing called Kod Kedusha and Kodosh, which we said you need 10 people to be able to say it. And we said that by doing that, you elevate all the different mokoims to the mekoim shel olam. Look what it says in Kedusha. It says, Kodosh, 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 Meloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi. The entire world is filled with Hashem's honor. And in Aramaic we say, Kaddish Bishmei Meroi Mo'ilo Beis Shchinte. Holy is Hashem in His upper heavens, the house, the domain of the Shechina. Ze Bechinas Lamala Me'amokoyim. We're referring to this level that's above all places. And then we say, and Kaddish al Aro, and holiness, Hashem's holiness extends down to the earth, Oivad Gevurte, where Hashem shows His strength. Ze Bechinas Hamokoyim. That represents Eretz Gevura, that represents Mokoyim. And then we say, Kaddish Li'olam Uli'ol Me'olmaya, holy forever and ever, eternally, in all the worlds. Ze bechinas hiskashrus valias hamokoim lebechinas lamal mehamokoim. This is the concept of taking mokoim, place, and elevating it and connecting it to lamal mehamokoim, to spirituality. She'oz yisgadal v'yisgadah shmoya godoy lo'olam vo'ed. Then Hashem's name will be elevated and sanctified eternally. And therefore we conclude with the words Meloi Chol Ha'oretz Kevoidoi, that Hashem's honor and glory fills the entire world. Shetzrichin Leidau Lahamin Sheha'oretz Shchinas Hamokoim Humole Mechvoidoi Yisbar Shulam Alam Hamokoim. This teaches us that we need to know that this world, the physical materialistic world, which is Mokoim, is filled with Hashem, who is Lamala Me'amokoyim, who is infinite. Ki be'emes, because in truth, kol chiyus v'kiyum hamokoyim shel zeh ha'olam, the entire existence and energy of this, of mokoyim, of this world, hu rak al yidei b'chinas Lamala Me'amokoyim, comes only from what's above this world, what's above the concept of space, from infinite, from Hashem. B'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Toile Eretz al Belimo. The world is hanging on nothingness. Belimo means nothingness. Rak she'yefsher lahoven zois b'sichleinu hamegushon. It's just that we today do not have the ability to understand this completely, rationally, because of our physical, materialistic brains and bodies. Rak onu ma'aminim zeh be'emuna shleima. However, we believe this implicitly. V'zehu boruch kevoid Hashem mimekoimoi. And this is why we say, blessed is the honor of Hashem mimekoimoi, from His place, from its place. Mimekoimoi daiko b'chinas mekoimoi shaloylam. When we say His place, we're talking about Hashem, who is the mokoim of the world. He's the arena of the entire world. Shemishom kol hakedushois v'habrochois, from there come forth all types of holiness and all types of blessings, haklulim be'eretz Yisroel, which are all included and found in Eretz Yisroel. Sheshom kol ho'eser kedushois, where the Gemara tells us in the beginning, first Mishnah of Kalim, that all 10 levels of holiness are found in Eretz Yisroel. Shehakedusha ha'elyona, of which the highest level is Kodesh Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu nekudas mekoyim ha'olam, which is the ultimate focal point and the center, the epicenter of all places in the world. Shederech shom nichlal mekoyim ha'olam lemala me'amokoyim. It's via there, via the Holy of Holies, that all places of the world, all countries and all continents, plug into Hashem, the Mekoyim Shel Olam, via Eretz Yisrael, via Yerushalayim, via the Beis Hamikdash, via the Holy of Holies, via that Kodesh HaKadoshim. We'll hold it over here.